It's All Ireland hurling final time again. However strange that still might be to hear in the middle of August, but Kilkenny and Tip meet once more as each team looks to get their hands on the Lee McCarthy Cup. I'm joined in studio by RTE sports broadcaster Des Cahill. Here we go again.
With the same two teams?
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be a great final because of that. I don't think it had the same wide appeal in that you could actually get tickets this week if Wexford or Limerick were in the final.
Sell out anyway,
but you want to sell it three times over. Like in Limerick last year, people were prepared to sell their soul to get a ticket. It would have been the same had Wexford been there. Kilkenny and Tipperary, it's their seventh meeting since 2009, so there's a familiarity about it. But that also brings attention and an interest and an intrigue, and their neighbouring counties.
Yeah.
And
there's the old rivalry. Yeah. Could we get to the stage where the semis are kind of more exciting than the final?
Sometimes with a draw that could happen. I don't think so.
No.
The weekend of the two matches and all that. I love the weekend with the two matches. I hate the final being in August. I've yet to meet anybody who likes the final in August. I haven't met anybody.
Why is that? Is that because we're resistant to change?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of reasons. Like, it's still holiday time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's families who have to go away. Part of the All-Ireland build-up and excitement is in schools where kids, you know, I know teachers who always said they found it's really easy to teach kids, and even national geography of counties or, you know, World Cups and all, sports is often a good way of engaging children and getting them included in. And the excitement in the school, and everyone's making colours, and it's a bond,
it's
and a sense of
I saw the schools last night at the telly.
A sense of community, and they were clubs. Like, the schools aren't there now, that's the point. But also, I think from a GAA point of view, it is utter madness that the GAA in the media would own September traditionally. You know what I mean? They're all the stories about the finals and the build up, etc. in September. It now ends in August.
Remind people how we got there.
It's a 3-year trial, and the idea was to allow the All Ireland Championships finish earlier so the club championships would have more time to play their clubs.
Right.
I'm involved in the club championship hasn't changed at all. This is the second year of three, and it has not, in my view, and that would be a common view, it has not sped up the club championship process. So that's another reason.
If not, why not?
Well, that's in fairness to the GAA at headquarters, that's a local level. Like, I think it was last year, the Wicklow football champions won the Wicklow final and had to play in the Leinster Championship the next day. Now, Wicklow were out of the Championship from the previous June. I don't know why they didn't get it finished, but that would not be Croke Park's decision. Each county runs its own championship.
Right, you run your own show. Yeah. Okay.
And then some counties have accepted that youngsters like to go away in the summer and they go away travelling, etc. Anyway, I think for the GAA to give up the PR that they had of dominating the papers, and it just goes back to the soccer and the rugby, which is fine, but if the GAA is competing as a sport, it's madness for them not to be front and central in the media for a whole month in September.
Is that for hearts and minds of the youngsters?
Yeah, and on a broader level, and supporters and sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, sponsors would feel they're getting a much better run of it as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's lots
Malcolm,
of reasons.
What do you think?
Yeah, I fully agree. I think, obviously, in Kilkenny, we're very used to this. There's a pattern and a rhythm to Kilkenny life. We've had our Arts Festival just finishing Heritage Week, and then we run into the All-Ireland. And, you know, here we are getting notification of our homecoming Victoria's homecoming for tomorrow night. And, you know, and I think Keith Duggan writing in yesterday's Irish Times compared Brian Cody as being reliable as an oak tree. And it's also the turning of the season. And I think it's a time of year that we're used to. And
Prefer it was later?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think it should be. And I absolutely agree with the point that Des is making in terms of the GAA owning that time of the year.
Right.
I think it's really important.
Yeah, I'd agree as well. Later September, go back to the original dates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, we're also very familiar with coming up to Dublin at this stage. And
it just seems,
kind of you're heading into, you know, the rest of the year, and the All Ireland is in September.
It's the
end of the good times.
It's the kickstart into the winter, I suppose. But I'd miss it at that time of the year.
Yeah, your household is
strange.
Different.
When they put Galway into Leinster, I decided everything is fine in my house. But my mother is from Kilkenny, Parish Kilkenny, Winegap, and my father's from Mullinahone, Tipperary, which produced a lot of county hurlers over the years. But when we were growing up, myself and my older sister went into the Tipperary ranks, and then we moved back to the farm in Kilkenny when we were a little bit older, and then all my younger siblings are Kilkenny.
And so my children
go to a Tipperary school, which is the local school, the nearest one that I can get a creche to collect them, which is only 3 or 4 miles down the road. So they'll play school with Mullinahone, which is connected, but they'll play club in Winegap, which is the parish. Now, I haven't broached this with them yet, but the two of them are at home with Tipperary jerseys at the moment because, like their mother, they'll probably never get brought to a Kilkenny match unless Kilkenny are playing Tipperary, unless their Dublin father decides to start wearing the cat colours. So my mother will be above in waiting. I'm sure she's listening to this now with her Kilkenny jersey. I'd say, she should be nearly in Dublin by now, and my father will probably be listening somewhere else.
Just on that now, for your mother and Kilkenny people travelling to the match, it's all over social media at the moment. The one of the Kilkenny young players is out of the game, Adrian Mullen, and it's not true. So he will be playing, as I understand.
Well, let's knock that on the head. So,
yeah, but it's all over. So people, I think, in cars, and I will see it on social, and think he's not playing. Yeah. My understanding is he will be playing.
Oh, well, that's good. That's very good.
He's only a young fella as well. I mean, for him and his family, it would have been devastating if he's an exceptional player, by the way, and would have been a big loss.
And there's a lovely piece about him in the Star today where he's thanking Brian Cody for standing by him, and I think he's just a fantastic player. Yeah. Doubt about.
Is Mr. Cody God in
Kilkenny? Yes.
Is he the devil somewhere else?
No, everybody needs an enemy, and Brian is a formidable one, so we're happy with where we are, and I know, but like, I think that anything you could have read about Brian Cody in the papers, you know what I mean, he is a formidable force, and he'd be a formidable force on the sideline for Liam. And
there are great stories told about it. I was listening to one just about a fortnight ago in the car, and somebody was saying, would Mr. Cody want you to die to be on the team? And his reply was, no, he'd want you to kill to be on the team.
And he wouldn't thank you then if you did. Yeah.
He reminds
or acknowledge
he's,
it.
He's very similar to Jim Gavin, I think.
Really?
They're very similar, I think.
And how would you compare and contrast Sheedy and Cody?
Liam Sheedy and hugely different. Obviously, I know Liam well because he did many years on the Sunday game.
Yeah.
And Brian is a private man, keeps it within the group, within the squad, doesn't go for too much excitement and tries to contain it. Liam is hugely engaging, warm, goes around. Now, I'm not saying Brian isn't, but Liam is outwardly so. There was a lovely story told by Shane McGrath last night, a former Tipperary player on the match. He's a school principal in Killinscully.
About the Slithers, was it?
Yeah, but he got all the kids to write to their hero, and two of them chose to write to Liam Sheedy, and Liam Sheedy turned up at the school with Slithers and went to the kids' houses with them. It was a nice story.
It was a lovely story. Yeah, it was really lovely.
I'm saying Brian Cody wouldn't do that, but Liam's more out. Liam will go hugging you, and you know, he's
more touchy feely, maybe?
Yeah. Gary. Yeah. Yeah.
Pardon? Gregarious.
Yeah. No, more touchy feely, and more, but they each have one thing in common, a steel core. And a desire to beat the other. That is, they've met in two finals. This would be the third. So Brian Cody has had this extraordinary record of success over decades. Liam came in when Tip were at rock bottom, brought them to winning All-Ireland, walked away, was on the Sunday game for you. He has a very senior job in Bank of Ireland as well. And then Tip didn't win a game last year. He comes back in and they're back in the final. I was asking one of my colleagues, what if he walks away after this again? It'd be something, you know, like to come in, win it, walk away.
I mean, for
there's bad times, win it, walk away.
For an amateur game, I mean, it's very
savage commitment.
Yeah, it really is. For players and for coaches and for everybody involved.
And there are loads of managers get paid and they're not meant to get paid, and so they're not, it's not, or they get generous expenses. They don't.
Really?
Yeah. As my understanding of it. Jim Gavin doesn't, Brian Cody doesn't. That's my reasonably well-educated understanding of it.
Right.
I heard John Power speaking yesterday. It was very interesting, you know, and poignant in a sense, of, because you don't see, they were talking about the fact you don't see too many farmers.
That's right.
And again, he was saying the game has
except
changed
the two
so much.
Captains. both families.
you just don't see that. And he said in the modern game, he said it's highly professionalised in all but pay. And I think that's...
I was reading out the commitment. There was a letter somewhere or an article about the commitment to training that somebody gives, and that also kind of tries to run a life and have a wife. This was a man, have a wife. And I think it was from Mayo. He got one night off a week, which was a Thursday, and he was up and down to Castlebar or wherever it is.
There's fellas in every town in Ireland like that.
Yeah.
And women in various sports, that's like our volunteerism in sport is one of the great hidden gems this
really
country has.
And really important to rural Ireland level of
Pete, does this all pass you by?
No, it actually makes me think that Ireland is truly blessed. The county identity and the number of counties and the way it interacts with sport, I think, is almost unique in any country I've ever been in. Now, obviously, I'm the alien here. I mean, I'm here nearly 20 years now, so I have some understanding.
You're not quite an alien
anymore.
Who
are you for today? That will tell us a lot about you.
It is safe to say I do not have an accent that allows me to answer that question. if you want me to not be a chicken, I'll say, look, this is an entertaining distraction ahead of the Rugby World Cup. There's a non-chicken answer for you, but actually of the Gaelic sports, hurling's the one I really, really enjoy. I mean, it's the pace and the technicalities of it, I think, is absolutely brilliant. Amazing. I not long after I arrived in Ireland, my parents came to visit and I took them to a match at Parnell Park and they loved it. They couldn't believe the speed and violence of it, but they absolutely loved it.
We don't use the word violence.
Alien I am, but I mean, I really enjoy it. And all I kind of hope is it's one of those contests that is a real sporting contest that people remember, because those are just fantastic when they happen. You know?
That's extraordinary. In the 60s, there was a rivalry between Tip and Kilkenny that, to describe it as unhealthy, would be an understatement.
Yeah.
It was verging on violence at times. They didn't like, but now it has changed, and I was surprised that because of the familiarity, this is their seventh final in 10 or 11 years. But I was asking a couple of the lads, so a Tip fella has gone, Jackie Tyrrell last night, he and Shane McGrath from Kilkenny and Tip guys going to the same college, playing the same team, so they play together in colleges, and the fact that a lot of them are going to college now rather than the farming guys coming through, that has changed it as well. Also an interesting thing about the fact that it was very much mainly farmers 30 years ago or 40 years ago in the finals. Derek McGrath, who'd be on the game, the former Waterford manager, he made the point, and some people thought he was talking about elitism. He wasn't. He said, virtually every player now is going to college and they want information, they want analysis and in-depth. Before it was, I went out and I marked you, you know what I mean? Now they're looking at, they want to be fed information.
They want
more
it analysed.
And they want to maximise their potential through learning.
Does this pass you by, Lynn?
It doesn't, and it can't pass me by, because I live in the shadow of Crow Park. The entrance to the Hogan Stand is actually at the end of our street.
Oh my God, what a dream address.
And you know,
you get to hear great music, though.
You do, muffled, but good. But you know, when I was leaving shortly after 9 a.m. this morning, it was quiet, but there's a certain atmosphere, there's an expectation. You know that something special is going to happen today. Yeah. In the area, you know, you had the people, the staff queuing up to get into Crow Park, you had the guards starting on the street, the barriers were up, there was even an odd few flag sellers setting up stall even that early in the morning. And I met a man actually on our street as I was getting into my car. He came up from Wexford last night. He's a neutral supporter and there'll be many neutral supporters there. He said he comes up to every All-Ireland hurling final regardless of who's in it, and he wouldn't miss it for the world. And I think regardless of who's in the hurling final every year and whether it's played in August or September or November, it's a special, special game for most people across the country, really.
Right. Speaking of the Hogan Stand, before I got the call, Marion was supposed to be coming up on a bus from Grange Moclair, which is the local village to me, and Michael Hogan, who is the person the Hogan Stand is named after, was killed on Bloody Sunday in 1920. And the village, this is the kind of historical thing that goes back to the GAA and local villages. They're gearing up to centenary celebrations next year to mark it, to really celebrate the link that these Tipperary and Kilkenny parishes have with the GAA in hurling and football.
Way back. Okay. Just a couple of calls before I finish up with Des. Here we go again. On about Kilkenny in the All-Ireland. It's up to the rest of the counties to up their game and beat them. What about the Dubs? They have such a big catchment area and millions pumped into them. Avid Kilkenny fan from Mooncoin living in Clonmel.
That'll be another complaint when there are 65,000 new houses built up and they're getting more players.
Neutrals have no interest in today's game. A Limerick-Wexford game would have been terrific. Two backdoor teams in today's match. And that's from Dublin. Most important people on the field today would be the match officials. And I only hope that they know the rules. I can see a certain perspective coming in
decision
here.
Decision made already.
In particular, the rule that allows just four steps with ball in hand. If this simple rule had been enforced in the semis, we'd have a different final, says Liam O'R from Cork. I was in Lourdes a few years ago. There was a match in the All-Ireland series on between Kilkenny and Tip. At one point in the match, which was a thriller, Kilkenny scored an equalising goal. I gave a cheer for Kilkenny as a Kerry person. This senior lady came up beside me and gave me her fist into my shoulder in disgust. Talk about fanatics.
Those texts give you a sense, by the way, of what it's like with the Sunday game. Like, Sunday game, you get it wrong, whatever, because if somebody says something good about one county, you immediately alienate half the audience.
So tell me, sorry, your crystal ball.
I don't have a strong opinion. I would sway towards Tipperary because I think they have more goal-scoring power. But my head says, how can you back against Cody? Because so many times, Cody was written off this year in Kilkenny. Yeah. Vincent Hogan, friend of mine from the Irish Independent, chief sports writer, did a question and answer session in Kilkenny after they'd been beaten in the Leinster final. And is it time for Brian Cody to go? And then they were... He changed the team around, as he does, brought in a couple of fellas. There's a fella, Conor Brown, playing a youngster, playing midfield. And a guy with several All-Ireland medals said to me, I've watched Conor Brown all the way. I never saw him as being this key man in the middle of the field. Cody saw it and has brought him in as a youngster. And he's had a fantastic... So Cody has an ability to spot people who can do a job. Cody can change the team around when it's not going well, and he's brought them back. So to bet against Brian Cody and the stats of his victories versus defeats is risky. But I have a feeling the Tip have more goal-scoring power.
God, for Kilkenny people to be talking about getting rid of Cody, talk about eating bread.
I know. Yeah. Well, that was one man said it in a question and answer session. But I think he's totally underrated across the sports. I mean, Joe Schmidt has brought huge success in the rugby. Leicester, yes. Leo Cullen, there's been... I'm talking in a national sense across all sports. I do the Sports Manager of the Year Awards, and I think Brian Cody has only won it once, and that flabbergasts me.
Right,
because his record, his endurance, and the fact that he can reinvent teams. One team grows old and moves on, the Henry Shefflins move on. His nephews and all start coming in, his Ballyhale lads coming in, and he's
and
there.
On and you go.
On you go.
So you would shade Tip, but you're watching Mr. Cody.
But practical wisdom says you're a brave man going against Mr. Cody.
Okay. Listen, Des, thank you very, very much indeed for that. And we'll take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.